Locker room chats here on KNZA, getting you set for week three of high school football. We're talking with Horton Charger football coach right now, Derek Richardson, brought to you by Union State Bank. Chargers coming off a loss to Jefferson County North in week two. Coach, 48-0 that final. I'm sure you put it away pretty quickly getting set for Jackson Heights this week, but just kind of a final thought on that week two performance against JCN.
Yeah, Coach Snyder over there, he's got a good ball club. They definitely came out and punched us in the mouth. But I thought our boy, I mean, I know the score got a little out of hand, but I think all 14 boys that we had, they gave it their all as much as they could.
Yeah. The challenge is, you know, kind of with the low numbers right now. I mean, for you as a coach and your staff, just the challenges in the day-to-day grind when you're not even able, you're even capable of putting together 11 on 11 to like simulate an actual game in practice. I mean, I'm sure coaches are jumping in. You guys are throwing bags on the ground. I mean, just the challenge with the numbers where they're at right now.
Yeah, it's, I mean, we experienced it somewhat last year, not near to, what we're experiencing at right now. But it's definitely a challenge. I mean, like you said, yeah, coach, I'm our scout team quarterback, because I mean, we need bodies out there to somewhat simulate whatever we can. But yeah, having to use dummies as offensive linemen or defensive linemen, it's definitely for an adjustment. And when we go into a game, I mean, obviously they're going to push back. So, and that's something our boys, they got to get used to. I know we're 2 weeks in, so somewhat they should be able to feel that. But, so
yeah,
it's definitely difficult.
Well, Jackson Heights looming this week, and we'll talk about them in the next segment, but the offense, I mean, where are you kind of at with where the offense is right now? You know, still looking for those first points of the year. You know, that Valley Falls game, you certainly had opportunities to get on the board and potentially win that game. And then JCN, you mentioned it just kind of got out of hand, you know, maybe in the later portions of it. As you're searching, you know, to get some points on the board, to find some rhythm in that offense, you know, how's that progression coming along, maybe heading into week three compared to last week and even at the start of the season?
Yeah, I think we're starting to figure out what works and what doesn't work with this new offense. I mean, and not being able to really run anything in practice, we honestly, going into week one and somewhat of week two, had no idea what was going to work and what isn't with our personnel. But I think the boys are getting a little more hang of it, and we'll see what we can do from here.
Does it start with maybe going into week one, you have just X amount of plays, and then maybe last week it kind of grows, and as the guys are getting more, you know, into the offense and kind of getting more of a feel of it, are you guys able to kind of extend that playbook out a little bit? I mean, hoping that, you know, you're going to be able to kind of just unload everything here at some point.
Yeah, I think going from just the jamboree, I mean, we probably increased our play size by 2/3 or so. I mean, we're adding in on top of our basic stuff, wrinkles here and there. But I mean, I guess first and foremost, to get our offense going, we got to stop turning the ball over. We had 5 turnovers against JCN and 3 against Valley Falls. So I mean, some of the offense not working is because we keep giving the ball back.
We're talking with Derek Richardson, Horton Charger football coach. They get Jackson Heights this week. We'll talk about that matchup after a timeout here on KNZA. We got a few more minutes talking Horton Charger football with the head coach, Derek Richardson. It's brought to you by Union State Bank. After the loss to JC in a week two, coach, you get the number one team in 1A. That is Jackson Heights. Boy, did they look good in their victory last week. 69 points they hung up in their victory against Moore Hill Mounts Academy. Obviously, the defending champs, familiar with what they do. They got so much talent across the board. The challenges of preparing for a team of this caliber.
It's definitely a big challenge. Coach Wick has a pretty good team over there, and I know their senior leader, Drake Mellies, I mean, he's been good for many years. But it's definitely something. I mean, we know it's their homecoming. I mean, we know they're not going to let off the gas at all, so we're prepping for what we can.
Give us a few keys. What do you want to see? You want to see the offense. We talked about the turnovers being an issue. You think the offense is getting a little bit better, finding some movement, so you're hoping maybe you can see that on the field Friday night. I guess from the offensive standpoint, what do you want to see? And then defensively, what is it going to take to slow down Jackson Heights?
Yeah, offensively, you mentioned it, turnovers. I mean, that's going to be the number one thing we got to cut down on. And then, I mean, just doing your job. Our offensive line getting a push, our running backs running through their linebackers, our receivers catching a ball or getting a block downfield. I think do our job and then don't turn the ball over on offense and defense. I mean, Jackson Heights is very quick, and I've preached to our boys all week that we've got to stay with them. So I mean, just filling their gaps and all that for different assignments. I think that's going to be key, and then also not falling asleep because Melly's can really throw the ball too.
There it is, Derek Richardson, Horton Charger football coach, presented by Union State Bank. Horton at Jackson Heights, week 3 on Friday night, Northeast Kansas League battle. You can catch that on the Cobra Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, we really appreciate the time this week, and we'll talk to you here next week. Thanks again.
Cool. Thanks, Brandon.